Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Okay, so the worst memory about high school for you, what happened and you just wanted to get out of there and you didn't want to study anymore, you just wanted to leave school? Because standard 18 those days when you left, you could still get a decent job and whatever. You didn't have to complete the trick, you know what I mean? When did you realize, like, you know, like...
That's the thing, that's why I'm proud to be a nerd, because I'm one of those that enjoys learning, and I wasn't good at all of it, but I enjoyed some of the school stuff. But in my standard 9 year, my parents got divorced, and that was quite emotionally a bit of a left turn. Mm-hmm. And from then on, things weren't happy. Plus, the school, the two boys' high schools in Durban North, literally a kilometer from each other, they joined in my matricula. Now suddenly we're in a new school with a whole bunch of other guys we never met before, and new uniforms, and it was chaos. So it was a case of, let's get out of here and grow our hair.
That's my boy. Right, you mentioned the Police earlier on. Walking on the Moon. Yeah. What a brilliant song. Yeah. Apparently Sting was drunk when he wrote this song. Oh, really? Do you know that? He was totally, he got up, I've got the story here somewhere, and he got into the room, he started writing this song, and then he passed out and he woke up and he walked around in circles and it felt like he was walking on the moon or something.
Wow.
So originally, I mean, he was totally out of it when he wrote the song. Mm. We're going to ask you after this what the song means to you and why you want me to play it. This is Jacaranda FM. John Ellis, my studio guest, 37942 at a cost of R1.50. Any questions? What do you want him to play on his acoustic guitar? Jacaranda FM, the Police, Walking on the Moon. Oh, that was a great era. That's when music sort of changed from the punk scene into the new wave scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And this band just stood out because they said, we're not going to sound like anybody else. Mm-hmm. Okay, we had The Clash. They did amazing things. I mean, the Sex Pistols came out and all the punk rock thing and the ska movement.
Yes.
But, I mean, they were the new, I mean, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, The Knack.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I was, it was my first year in the army. And that's what we were listening to in the camps and stuff like that. Amazing.
Wow.
But I've got the info here. He was in a hotel room, Sting, when he wrote the song. He was drunk. Sting, I mean, today, he doesn't drink, does
really?
He?
Really?
In Munich, and he slumped on the bed with the whirling pit when his riff came into my head, he says. I got up and started walking around the room, singing, walking around the room. So that's where it comes from. Not
amazing.
Yeah. And he woke up with a hangover and whatever, and they changed it slightly. Walking on the Moon. So it was a number one hit in the UK.
Yeah.
And it has been covered by William Shatner. And I haven't heard that version yet.
Really?
Yeah, that'll be interesting to hear.
I can imagine that.
Yeah. Okay, why do you like The Police and that song so much?
You know, certain music arrives in your life at a time where you're vulnerable to it and it sticks with you forever. So that time in your life, 8 and 9, things are pretty good. Because you're just not aware of life other than what your little world is. And the music that hits you in that time stays with you forever. And that album, and the one after that, Zenyatta Mondata, those songs, Don't Stand So Close to Me, and Da Do Do Do, all those songs, have always been my DNA because of that time in my life. You know? Same way as that Boat in the River song by Styx. Okay. So, Sting has got such a bad rap these days. Apparently he's an arrogant guy, and he's musically very, very, very sophisticated in jazz and stuff, and the rock guys look down on him because he's too sophisticated. But there's something about the Police thing that I still really admire. You know?
So it's very basic if you think about it. The bass riff, the guitar, and it's sort of a bit of a reggae crossover there, something fresh in those.
Totally, and it still, to me, that still sounds fresh. I don't know about you, but that sounds good to me.
Brilliant, man, brilliant. Your fans are waving at you,
hello,
John.
Fans.
They're going crazy. The aircon's down.
Both of them are here.
I think they went to the ABBA show, believe it or not. But why is it that only the grey people are waving at us?
It's like, they're like, who's that guy with Bonnie?
He's growing through his hair. Okay, so we're going to take a bit of a break now. Get your guitar ready.
Yes.
There's some dark questions.
Ooh.
Yeah. Really? About your faith coming through now. I also want to know about that.
Okay.
I want to know what you went through and, you know, your time you spent in, you know, the big break you guys got, went to America, played in front of thousands of people, won a Dove Award, and that's got nothing to do with a shower, hey?
No.
Okay, it's like a Grammy. It's like a Grammy. Okay, so have you got your guitar ready?
Yes,
there?
Ready to go.
We're going to play straight after this. John Ellis here. We're having a lot of fun tonight. If you are at Monte Cassino in the area, come and say hello. And if there's anything you remember, if you've seen the band live, maybe in your town, in your dorpi, wherever, maybe anywhere in the world, maybe you saw them in America, wherever, get in touch. And maybe you went to school with John. Any rumors and things going around about him? I'd love to know. 37942 at a cost of R1.50. We'll be back straight after these. We are now going for a commercial break. Remember those days? Yeah. Hey?
But I never heard you say that, though. Until
I will
tonight.
Never say that, yeah, but I remember the old days. Yeah. The DJs, you know, like,
and now
it's time for a commercial. We're going to the, what was it called? David Gresham and the guys.
Springbok Radio.
Yeah, we are going to the commercial depot. Oh, that's my favorite.
Commercial
David,
depot.
What was a commercial depot? Welcome to Barney and Friends. If you've just tuned in, where have you been? John Ellis, the world famous lead singer of 363. They've been all over the world. We're going to chat about that a little later on. We're still in high school now, but we're going to talk about why he didn't go to the army, because they didn't call him up, you see. So I'd love to know about that as well. Yeah. If you were called up, what you would have been, would you like the Air Force, the Navy, or the Army? What would you have?
Maybe Army.
Army.
Yeah.
Not an Air Force.
No, I got this glamorous idea of what the Army is. Okay. It's my thing.
Infantry for you, or parabats.
Infantry. Cannon fodder.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about this song. Where were you when you wrote this song? How long ago? And was it obviously it was a huge hit all over radio and whatever.
Yeah.
And people still ask for it at all the concerts and stuff. Tell us a bit about it.
So this is Treasure, and it began life during my university years, sitting, missing a lecture on the some grassy field outside. I should have been somewhere else, and this riff came to mind, and it took quite a long time for it to develop into a song, maybe a few more years. And then on a trip back from Zimbabwe, one of those long, we did a road trip from Harare to Durban, which is, you know, 24 hours straight, and the words sort of evolved at that time. But it took about 5 years to turn into a song. But and even then, there was no sense of it being anything other than just another song to add to the pile. Mm. Suddenly, it became a well-known radio song. That's great. I'm very, very happy.
John Ellis, take it away. Let's have a listen.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.